Hello, Terry.
Hi there. Before I get to my main topic, I've got a quick follow-up question from last week. Dr. Wright gave me the name of a test, urine test, that could detect metabolites of damaged cartilage. And the reason I'm asking is that my wife underwent a course of chloroquinolone treatment 4 years ago, and I'm trying to rule out, you know, the possibility of damage to the cartilage in her knee. Do you know the name of that urine test?
Boy, Terry, I am sorry. I do not know that.
Okay.
I'm reaching far back in the brain at the moment, and I just can't pull anything forward on that. It must be.
It was something, and I think it was like a dash Roman numeral 2 or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, it could be a fairly new test. You know, what I would do is call our Meridian Valley Laboratory. Their number is 206-209-4200, and they would have access to that on their on the database.
Okay. Oh yeah.
But that's a new one for me. I'm glad that's available.
Well, it's new to her primary also.
Anyway.
My son, who's in his mid-40s, has a PSA of 5.1. His doctor is not too concerned about it, but I just wanted to follow up and see, A, is that worth being concerned about? And then, of course, would the prostate formula or maybe the standard process Prostaco product be advisable?
And he's 40 years old, did you say?
He's about 43, 44.
Yeah, that's kind of young to have issue with prostate cancer. I assume the urologist examined his prostate and it was normal size. And
well, it's his primary so far. He hasn't seen a urologist yet. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you know, chances are he's got some inflammation in his prostate, which is more likely an infection called prostatitis. And, you know, prostatitis often raises that PSA, and it can be alarming, but the PSA just kind of goes up and down based on the prostate symptoms that he's having. And typically, you know, men will have discomfort or pain on ejaculation or discomfort like they're sitting on a golf ball, basically. They talk about that a lot. And oftentimes the urologist will just prescribe, you know, an antibiotic, Cipro, as a first line without even doing anything else, just to see if that might help. But I've had so many patients who come back and say, well, yeah, it worked for a couple of weeks, but then it came right back. And the reason antibiotics don't work too well is because the prostate is kind of sequestered in the pelvis quite a bit, so it's really hard to, you know, get a lot of nutrients and things in there because you're basically relying on oral supplementation to reach it. But I would say, you know, it's almost always, especially if it keeps returning, it's almost always viral or fungal in nature. So I would probably tend to focus on those things, antiviral herbs, maybe like astragalus or ligusticum. We have antiviral IV treatments at Tahoma Clinic that he might consider, especially if he's having recurring symptoms.
Okay. I don't know if they're recurrent or not, but I can follow up with him on that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd be glad to work with him at Tahoma Clinic if he's in the area.
Okay. And he's down in Olympia. So
uh-huh.
I don't think you have a location that far south, do you?
No. but that's not too far away. I mean, we're in Tukwila, not, you know, right up I-5.
Yeah, so. The distance is short, but the drive time is long. The traffic through there is terrible. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to give you one more resource. There's a website called Nano, that's spelled N-A-N-O, biotechpharma.com. And it's fascinating. The doctor who offers some of these products feels that a chronic prostatitis can be due to nanobacteria, which are bacteria like 1,000th the size of regular bacteria. So that's often why you get recurring symptoms with chronic prostatitis, is there's these nanobacteria. And his product, I think it's called Urobac, U-R-O-B-A-C, can be quite effective. I've had some good luck with other patients with that scenario. So.
Okay. Well, I will check that out. I thought I'd heard of this Nanobiotech Pharma before, but it's been a long time. But I'll definitely go check that out.
Okay. Yeah, he's got some interesting testimonials. Oh, go ahead.
Just one other thing my wife reminded me of on her knee issue. She also has varicose veins in there, and I told her that could very well be the issue. But because of this Cipro business 4 years ago, I wanted to rule that out. But so just the varicose veins could be the problem. Is that right?
Oh, with her pain? Knee issue, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it could be secondary to the knee problem, especially if the varicose veins are below the knee. You know, because the veins have dilated because there's poor circulation return back up the leg. And is she a skier, or has she damaged that knee? Or?
Well, she's a skier, but it's been a while since we skied, and the symptoms just began presenting in the last 2 months, a month and a half or so. And it gets to the point where she can barely walk up and down the stairs. And it seems to migrate a little bit around from the side to the back to, you know, and that's why I was thinking maybe connective tissue, but there is a varicose vein there, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm giving out a lot of referrals here, but we also have a doctor at Tahoma Clinic who deals with prolotherapy and, you know, specific joint problems, and He's a master at prolotherapy. His name is Merle Janes, J-A-N-E-S. And he could possibly evaluate her. He comes to our clinic every month or 6 weeks or so to work on patients. So she could get evaluated that way. Hopefully she can avoid surgery with that.
Yeah. And how do you spell the first name?
Merle, M-E-R-L-E.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. He's a medical doctor that focuses on musculoskeletal problems using prolotherapy, and he's quite good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Has she tried niacinamide yet, high-dose niacinamide?
I've got her on niacinamide and P5P, niacinamide, 1,000 three times a day, and P5P 50 twice a day.
Okay, perfect.
And that was Dr. Wright's suggestion.
Yes.
So, but we just started that, so it'll be a while before we see anything from there.
Yeah, give it a good month or 6 weeks.
Yeah, I found a PubMed paper that went through a whole discussion, very comprehensive discussion on the FQ damage, the damage that FQs can cause. And it looked to me like the entire mitochondrial electron transport chain can be affected. And niacinamide, of course, and the B vitamins and K2 heavy mineral supplementation because of the cofactors and the enzymes involved would be a very good strategy to help with that, as well as fasting, because it helps clear out the junk and stimulate stem cell production and so on. So I've got her starting on that just in case, and I don't care whether you got any problem or not. Everybody can benefit from that kind of a protocol.
That's true. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for that info.
All right.